Welcome
to the after show. The after show. The after show. The after show.
How's that sound? Pretty good.
Show. 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 Show.
Show. Show. Show. Show. After. After. After.
Oh, we need a life. Okay.
Okay. Really.
That's why we do this.
So I promised you I would talk about something which I really would never talk about on the air. Now, because of COVID, the places in Vegas, you know, where they have legal brothels and a lot of strip clubs. Well, they actually had Saturday, the clients and the personnel were able to actually get together for the first time since March. If the ladies had at least had their first vaccine shot, they could get together, but they had to wear a mask, which would make...
Right. I mean, we're already doing that anyway, but yeah.
Some of that pretty... difficult to perform, but
right.
You know, so, so just, how badly do you need it, guys? Go home, okay?
Yeah.
And then a casino in West Virginia was getting people to come from out of state because they wanted people to come and gamble at their thing, right?
Uh-huh.
By offering vaccine shots in the parking lot. Something tells me I don't want to go get a vaccine shot at a casino. It's just me.
No.
I'm sure they...
I think it's fine.
Of course.
And maybe you could win some money. When we were in Erie, I ran over to the Erie Casino. It's got like a racetrack too.
So you went. Let me set the stage. You went because your son had what did he have? Basketball. And it was a tournament, so you drove all the way to Erie.
Yep.
And then when did you find time between four basketball games to go to a casino?
Saturday, he played two games, and after the kids were going to go swimming in the hotel. And Jason was going to watch him, and at least my kid. And I said, there's a casino that is 4 minutes away. Like, it was four full minutes. And he goes, go ahead. So I went.
Unbelievable. How much did you lose?
I won. Then I lost. Then I won. Then I lost.
Yeah. So
like
$100
did you win?
Not terrible.
I had fun for a couple hours. And then I felt guilty because I left my family for a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Way to go. You went by yourself?
Yes. Nobody wanted to go. Because they go, if somebody could, because they were planning the swim thing, you know, because you have to reserve time now for swimming at a hotel. You can't just walk in. And he's like, if somebody wants to watch so-and-so, and I said, I'm going to the casino, so I don't know what you guys are doing. And they all kind of looked at me. I go, no, really, because they don't know me yet, right? They don't know me. I go,
they
really.
They know you now.
There is one 4 minutes away. I'm out. Come back later, they go, so how did it go? And I'm like, yeah, not so good.
So, you know, gambling alone is kind of like drinking alone, Christy, okay?
It's not as fun.
No,
I agree.
It's actually kind of sad. So.
Oh, you're saying it's a problem? Well, I walked in and I hit, man. I was like, woo-hoo-hoo. I was up like $200. Should have left. But I can't leave because I just walked in.
What a coincidence that was, that you won as soon as you got there, and then I stayed longer. I wonder how that happens. My goodness. Who knew?
They must have some sort of system.
Christy, they got your number before you walk in the door, girl? They see you walking in, and they got a dollar sign on your forehead. They know how much you're going to play, how much you're going to win, and how much you're going to stay, and how much you're going to lose.
Yeah,
Trust me.
That was out in Erie, not like here.
Yeah, that's funny. Hey, you got that cut of that Little League coach?
Yeah.
This is a great little story. This Little League coach, I mean, I'm guessing that since he records himself saying these things to his pitchers when he goes out to talk to the pitcher, obviously the parents must be in on the joke, but you'll hear what he says to his pitchers who are not doing a great job and what he uses for motivation.
I've got two beers left in the cooler, and you're on pace to throw about 900 pitches this game. You got a problem. Don't worry, Ryan. Your friends and family are used to disappointment. You do know this isn't batting practice, and we're actually trying to win a game out here, right? Dude, happy hour and $5 table dances end in less than an hour. I need you to start throwing strikes. Forget why I came out here.
Are you wasted again, Coach?
Do you hear that? Listen, even grandma in heaven is booing you right now.
Even grandma in heaven is booing you right
terrible.
Now. I mean, I'm wondering if that's what major league players, coaches say to their players when they go out to the mound.
I always wonder like what they say to them.
Well, now they cover their mouths up because of mouth reading, you know?
Lip reading.
That's true. And please, you know, but I always wonder, you know, what they're saying. And I mean, obviously, you know, the baseball part of it is, you know, throw strikes or try to hit the inside corner of the plate, or this guy can't hit a fastball, whatever. But I think a lot of times a coach goes out and says, you know, this isn't batting practice. You're supposed to actually try to get these guys out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know a friend of mine who's a coach, when he walks out there, he says he just tries to make the kids laugh.
Oh,
just to loosen them up a little bit. He just doesn't even do anything serious.
Yeah, because you know what the thing is? It's not the World Series, and these are kids. You know, throw a strike.
It's not.
If he hits it, he hits it. Don't worry about it. Who cares? You know, that's kind of cute, though. I think that's a cool coach. I would like to have that guy. Coaching my kids. So I promise I'd tell
as
you.
As long as he's not really drinking, then I'm good.
Yeah, that would. Yeah. Show headlines from the future, Christy.
Future
is today. Here's the actual headline. This is from actually a couple years ago. Shape-shifting liquid metal could revolutionize wearables. And the Air Force has developed metal that shape-shifts. I don't know why, but I'm guessing it has to do with maybe preventing, you know, maybe doing some armor on you, you know. And it's like a liquid metal that shape-shifts. And it's going to change a lot of things, obviously. They are working on so many things. It blows my mind. And it's funny because Elon Musk was on something. I don't know if it was a podcast or something the other day. We talked about it earlier on the show that he's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live on May 8th. I don't get that, but it'll be interesting. But he also was talking very frankly about going to Mars and how he says a lot of people are going to die because, you know, space exploration is not easy.
Right.
He says, he doesn't beat around the bush. He says a lot of people are probably going to die. He says, but I envision, you know, within I don't know how many years, like 1 million people living on Mars. I can't imagine that. Why would you want
to?
Because everything has to be artificial because there's no atmosphere to speak of. And so why would you want to do that to yourself? You know, I mean, you have to be inside all the time. And even if they made it look like outside, it's still inside, you know. So, but we'll come up with all sorts of cool stuff because of it, like we did with the original space shot to the moon. All these computers that we have are because of that, you know. But I think going to the moon again is interesting, although I don't know why we would bother. The only reason they're going there is because they want to go to Mars, and that's, you know, me. I love all that space stuff. I just don't see it as something that's necessary because no one in their right mind is going to want to live on Mars. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, why would you want to?
You know, that's like crazy. But who knows? Maybe I'm the short-sighted person.
Possibly. You know, there's
a
survey they did in Food & Wine magazine to find your dream kitchen gadgets.
Mm, my wife is a mad gadget person.
Yes.
She has every gadget you can imagine. What do you got?
A reverse microwave where it instantly freezes the food.
You know what? I've read about that a couple years ago. Do they have one yet?
They do. They're expensive. They're over $4,000.
Oh, God. But that's a cool thing.
That is a cool thing.
Because it's interesting because we could make something hot in 10 seconds. Can we make something frozen in 10 seconds?
Right.
And they'll figure that one out.
Yeah, they're definitely getting there.
And that's a good one to figure out. I like that idea.
It's just like when the TVs came out, you know, the fancy TVs, when they first came out, they were like $3,000 to $4,000. And then, you know, eventually you can get them for a lot cheaper.
Exactly.
It's funny. Solar-powered barbecue is another one. Do they have that? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Not yet, maybe, but that's an idea. But, and it's better than charcoal or gas, I'm sure, burning that stuff, you know. But you know, let me ask you this. Well, you don't use charcoal, do you?
No.
See, my brother loves charcoal. He loves this.
My dad does too.
And I just can't tell the difference.
He's got the oldest looking circle grill with the charcoal because he loves it.
It just takes too much time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just light the gas, cook the meat.
Yeah, that's what we have,
Yeah.
If you go camping, maybe it can be a thing.
Yeah, if you go camping, get a little hibachi grill
that's what I would do.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I just can't.
Yeah. A laser knife is another gadget people want.
What the hell's a laser knife?
I don't know. It sounds a little scary.
Yeah, well, you don't ever have to sharpen it, I guess. I hope it makes the sound. See, it's not going to be any fun unless it makes the sound. Okay, so if you're going to cut something, it's going to go, and the steak is cut. Okay,
right.
You know, otherwise it's just not fun.
That's true.
Who cares if you cut something? It's got to make the noise.
It's got to. And the best thing I think is a vodka dispenser for the fridge door. You know, they have the water, vodka.
Okay.
Or wine, whatever you prefer, Malibu, whatever, right on the door. On the door.
Oh, that's a little much.
Yeah.
That's
kind of funny. That's some of the things that they talked about.
Yeah, my wife has every gadget. She'll buy a gadget as soon as she sees something, you know, and she uses them.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I use mine too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I like some gadgets, but they're just, to me, a lot of them are more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I tell you, my chopper, though, is the best one. It's the one where you pound on it and it chops like onions and stuff.
Oh,
and
yes.
Whatever.
Yeah,
you want.
We have one of those. That's a great one.
It's
yeah.
simple. It's easy. It's not too much. You don't have to clean right. too much when you do it. Like you just right. throw it in the dishwasher. It's not one of those food processors where you got to like pull right. everything out, all the attachments.
Exactly.
No, it's one of those where you just put it down and you're like chop, 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 chop. Yep. I love it.
Yeah, my wife has that.
And my kid and can use even that. Use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's I like that a lot because it's easy
See?
To use.
See, certain
easy to clean
gadgets
and,
are good. Yeah.
Matter of fact, my wife yesterday made homemade salsa.
Yeah, and she probably used that, right?
Yeah, and it was great.
Because oh, you know man. When the person's using it, because it's like, bam, 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 all
yeah,
over the
exactly.
counter.
Yeah, exactly. You hear it all through the house. You hear it through the whole house.
Oh, she's on? Using the chopper again.
get to the chopper.
Yes! Food's coming!
All right, there's our little after show. Spread it around on your socials. We love making new friends on all the different social medias. It's at warm1013.com. There's the link. And we'll be back again on the regular radio tomorrow morning,
yes.
of course, and here on the after show. So goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.